Listen, the soul can't prosper without you prospering. You can't prosper without your soul being prosperous. So on that note, I'm going to ask Lady Townsend to share a scripture with us, and we're going to go before the throne of grace in the name of Yahushua, Jesus the Christ.
Amen. Coming out of the book of St. Mark, the first chapter and the 40th verse, and it reads like this, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Yahushua, Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Oh, gracious Father, we just come to you once again, thanking you, for there's so many out there need a touch today. And oh God, I can just still see what your word said. Be thou clean. Hallelujah. Lord, touch today. Touch those that need a touch from above. Amen. A touch within. For truly, you are able and willing that none perish, but all come to repentance this glorious Saturday. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. But truly, we're so grateful. We're praying for those that are laying loved ones to rest today. Amen. We're just praying for so many today. Amen. And we're lifting up the families all over this world. Amen. You are the creator of all. And we know that you're able to do it. Not only able, but willing. And we thank you. We thank you for this day, God. Hallelujah. Those that woke up this morning, those that have been up all day, night, and didn't get sleep. We lift them up today because we know that you're the only one that's able. You're the only one that's willing. And we thank you in advance for moving on those that need a touch today. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach of Nazareth, in Jesus' name, amen.
And again, we're just so delighted to come to you today because you know what, beloved? God has seated us all in heavenly places. The question is, will you walk in the advancement of the kingdom principle things that God has allotted for us? And I know a lot of times, you know what, this is the reason why we mentioned that it is very important that we learn to get out of religiosity and that we learn to walk in the principles of the kingdom building principles. Listen, the kingdom is already built. Okay, one thing you have to understand is just like this here. If I give you a car, if you go to the car dealer, and I'm quite sure that there's different car dealers, Ford, what else is there? Pontiacs, Buicks, or whatever. Whoever manufactured the car, amen, they put everything in it that needs for the production of that car. Well, like you, beloved, now that you come on the Lord's side, the word of God says that he has given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness. And what happens is, unless we change the product of our thinking, the product of our thinking has all to do with everything that happens. You know, listen, your life is just a mirror reflection of your thoughts. I was just sharing with an individual today that there was a story about a young man who had a golden voice, a golden radio voice. And the thing about it is, he was homeless. And someone heard this man's voice, which was naturally a radio-oriented voice. And you know what? They took him and they began to label him and make a brand out of his voice. And you know what? To his dismay, his success began to just skyrocket and take off. And everybody wanted his voice on their commercials. They wanted his voice behind their business and things of that nature. But you see, beloved, here's the thing about it. When the Bible says you can't take new wine and put into old skins, you can't take new cloth or new ideas and sew them on to old thought processes, it's not going to work. And that's what goes on today in religiosity. A lot of times, you know, you're jumping, you're shouting, but until that mind is transformed. That's the reason why the Apostle Paul said it eloquently. He said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you not only present your bodies a living sacrifice, but you know what? Be ye also transformed by the renewing of your mind. A lot of times success can come your way, but if you've not diligently taken the time to sow the seeds of success in your mind, it'll be just like a person hitting the lottery and winning millions and millions of dollars, and then again, they'll be broke in no time. This same gentleman that I'm referring to, net worth got somewhere up around $3 million. Oh, how much you wouldn't have to have a $3 million right now. What could $3 million do for you right now? Somebody says, well, you know what? That would be good. I can invest it in this and I can invest it in that. But you know what? That man's mind frame was still of poverty. And when your mind is still in that state, you know, a lot of times that's the reason why even when God heals you, if you don't maintain the main frame of thought that, listen, by his stripes, I am healed and I'm going to stay healed. If you don't have that mentality, it goes back to what the scripture says. Doubt is a spirit. Disbelief is a spirit. And the Bible says, Lady Townsend, that when the unclean spirit goes through dry places looking for rest and finding none, he says, I'm going back to where I came from. How many times have we heard people say, well, my cancer's in remission, and then all of a sudden, the cancer has come back. When the unclean spirit, because that's all these diseases are, unclean spirits, that's all they are, unclean spirits. When we go back to what the Bible says, Jesus didn't sugarcoat it. Huh? He didn't try to put it up under medical terms. He spoke it for what it was. But when the unclean spirit, doubt, when the unclean spirit, gluttony, obesity, when the unclean spirit, cancer, diabetes, when the unclean spirit, lust, pornography, homosexuality, lesbianism, when the unclean spirit goes through dry places, finding none, it says, I'm going back to where I come. And the Bible says, if he comes back and finds that house swept and garnished with nothing in it, he's looking to move back in. Yep. We see that all the time. People that left houses abandoned, and immediately who comes in and starts getting in there, Lady Townsend? What they call them?
Squatters.
Squatters. These spirits are on patrol. Yes. Seeking to see, is your mind where it's supposed to be? Seeking to see, is your love where it's supposed to be? Mm. Seeking to find out, is it empty or is it full? And that's the reason why we have to take assessment. But the sad part about it, Lady Townsend, is it says he comes back and then he brings seven more wicked spirits with him. Mm-hmm. I talked to another young man. He was on a journey of weight reduction. And I just wanted to call to check up on him to see how he was doing. And I said, hey, brother, is that weight still off you? He said, man, I hate to tell you this, Kenny. He said, man, I done gained all that weight back and some. I said, huh? Do you see, family, why maintaining the right structure of mind means everything? Lady Townsend, what you got to say? I got something to do here.
Amen. Having the right frame of mind. And not only, you know, we have to have the same mind as Christ. That makes it better because our mind of our own won't get us there. But when we take on the mind of Christ, amen, you'll be suited to do the things that he has already commissioned us to do. And I'm just saying, Lord, in this hour, when you see so many people are struggling, because they're trying to do it in their own power, in their own might. But we can't do it in our own might. Amen. We have to have the power from on high. Amen. To keep us from day to day. And I'm reminded of how many things that we think we've achieved. Amen. But it's had nothing so much, you know, in the sense that, yes, God uses us, but it has nothing to do with us to the point. All the glory belongs to him. And a lot of time we're thinking because we see some positive situations or whatever circumstances, we tend to think it's all of us. But we cannot and will not forget that it comes from him. All of our help coming from the Lord. Amen. Yahushua give us all the help we need, and we have to just believe and trust him, especially in the times that we're living in. We're living in some perilous time. We had some rough time, some wicked time. Amen. You see so much going on. You see the news. You hear everything. And you got to keep your mind stayed on him, because the things that are happening, think it's not strange, because the word of God said, you know, the things that are coming upon this earth, you know, the things that are said in the media, what we hear and see, you can't be affected by this. That's a form of distraction. Amen. It can't get you to a place that you just give up. Amen. It gets you in a fix that you don't see, you know, no way out. You cannot. You got to still look to the hills from which coming to your help. Because all, not some of it, all your help cometh from the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's right. You can't do it on your own. But I've got news for you. It's already done.
Oh, yes.
It's already done.
Mm.
Whatever it is that you're standing in need of, it's already done. When you go back to the book of Isaiah, it says, by his stripes you were healed. That means that, you know what, it is a done deal, but it's up to you to accept it.
Amen.
As I said before, you can come up to somebody and they tell you that, listen, here's $100,000 for you. If you don't accept it, even though it's there, they're not going to force it on you. Because we know the Most High is a gentleman. He's not going to make us do anything. He's going to give us ample time to make the adjustments, what's needed. But as I said before, and I shared that earlier with you, that when the unclean spirits go outside of a man, they go through rest. No matter what it is you're going through, you can stand on your healing. You can stand on deliverance. You can stand on success. But one thing about it, if your mind is not made up, the spirit of doubt, disbelief will take you right back to the places that you left. Remember, the children of Israel believed God enough to come out of Egypt, but they didn't believe him enough to stay out. Their mind constantly was in a state of fear, of disbelief. And when you have a mind of disbelief, this is what the enemy uses to stalemate our growth and development in the things of the Most High. As Lady Townsend said, no, there's no good thing that we can do on our own. Nothing, nothing you can do. But one thing I want you to know, that there's a simple remedy for all of us. Because when Jesus said these words, and I know a lot of times, you know, people love to go to church and they love to listen to what we, the preachers, have to say. But you know what? It's time for you as an individual to now get in the game, too. It's time for you to also go into the hedges, highways, and byways and compel men, women, boys, and girls to come to the glory of the Most High. It's now time for you, beloved sister, brother. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be an apostle, a bishop. You don't have to be an elder. You don't have to be a minister. You know what the Bible says? He said, he that would be chiefest among you, let him become what?
Servant
of all. Mm. In today's society, Satan has flipped the script and trying to make it feel as though you're supposed to be served by all. Well, man of God, doesn't the Bible say, honor them that have the rule over
yes.
you? Yeah, honor and worshiping is two different things. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves worshiping, Lady Townsend, those that have the rule over us. And that's not what God wants.
No, that's dangerous.
For everyone.
For everyone.
For everyone. For everyone. I remember a scripture in the Bible, and I think it was in Acts, where a man was up giving a great speech. And after he got through with his speech, Lady Townsend, the people listened and the people began to just magnify him as some great one. And they said, is not that the voice of an angel? And he took all of that glory. And you know what? The Lord smote him down.
Yep.
I don't care how anointed I am. All the glory goes back to the Most High. I don't care how many blind eyes I may open. I don't care how many deaf ears I may unstop. I don't care how many people are resurrected from the dead. All the glory goes back to the Most High. And if we would just learn, if we would just learn to surrender ourselves over to that modus operandi, that look, if God's word said it, and I know his word, he's not a man that he should lie.
That's right.
Not if he said, but since he said that the works that I do, you shall do also. Will you stand on that?
Mm.
Will you stand on that word and begin to apply it in your life? I think about that centurion soldier that said, Lord, you don't even have to come over my house. He said, merely speak the word.
Yes, speak it.
Speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. Do you know what? Sometime you have to remind yourself of that. Lord, you've already spoken your word, so therefore I am healed of this cancer.
Yes.
You've already spoken the word, Lord. I am healed of this diabetes.
Mm.
You've already spoken the word, Lord. I'm already healed of this cystic fibrosis. I'm healed of this prostate cancer.
Mm.
Now, that don't mean that I'm going to keep doing the stuff that brought it on.
Yes. Come on now.
As I said before, no man can put new wine in old skins and think that it's going to last. No person can sew an old piece of cloth to new cloth and think that it's not going to rot it away. In other words, you must be transformed by the renewing. Notice the word doesn't say renewed, because doubt is always trying to creep in.
Come on, make it plain.
Doubt is always trying to get you back on the level of despondency, despair. Look, you can be depressed one day and happy the next day, and don't think that the spirit of depression is going to go somewhere and sit down and just let you be happy. Uh-uh. No. You got to let him know that, look, you don't live here anymore. Huh? You don't live here. The place where you used to live, someone else is living there now.
Preach.
But again, as I said earlier, if you don't keep your heart and mind filled with the things of God, the squatters of doubt, disbelief, the squatters of unrighteousness will make their way right back to you. The squatters of fear, poverty, sickness, all of those squatters will make their way back into your life. I spoke to the man and it hurt me. He was like 400 pounds. He had got down to like a 210 pounds or something. And when I spoke to him, I said, hey, brother, how's it going? How you're holding off with all that weight? He said, Kenny, man, I'm telling you, man, I feel bad telling you this. He said, man, I done gained all that weight back and some. He said, man, it's just so hard by your words.
Yes.
You are justified. By your words, you are condemned. It's very important, beloved people of God, that the words that you use, why do you think David eloquently summed it up this way, Lady Townsend? He said, let the words of my mouth, because what comes out of your mouth is written in the annals of time. What comes out of your mouth and the thoughts that protrude from your mentality are power. That's energy. Every word that comes out of your mouth is energy. David knew that. That's why he could proclaim, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be what? Acceptable in thy sight. This is what Yahushua meant when he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your mind is considered heaven. Your body is considered earth. And what you are saying in your mind will have an effect on your body. Are you hearing me on today? What you say with your mouth will have an effect on your body. What you think in your mind will have an effect on your body. This is why it is very important, beloved. I don't care if your family had a certain sickness. I don't care if mother had it, auntie had it, daddy had it, sons had it. No. You don't have to have it. According to your words. This is what Yahushua said in Matthew 12:35-37. He said, a good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth corrupt fruit. For by thy words you will be justified. Well, the doctor said that, you know, I'm just going to have to live with this. Find it in the Bible and tell me, did the Bible say you have to live with that?
Preach.
Find it in the Bible where it says you have to live with that. And if you find it there, then I'll shut my mouth and I will just drop my case. Find it in the Word of God where it says that, you know what, you're going to have to be this way. Because every time I read in the Bible where Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, got hold to people, he said, listen, according to your faith, be it unto you. Blessings to you also, my longtime, I'm not going to say classmate, longtime neighbor. Used to live on the same block in Chicago. God bless you on today, Sister Carolyn Mooney. And give love to all of the rest of the family, too. Yeah, it is very important, beloved people of God, that we learn how to restructurize the words that come out of our mouth. For even the Bible says, by your words, you're justified. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Many times what you're going to have to do, beloved people of God, you're going to have to sit down and have a solid conversation with yourself. You spend your whole life learning about everybody else. You're learning about your favorite movie stars. You're learning about the favorite football teams. You're learning about all of this. You're learning about all that. But when do you sit down and really take a stroll through your own mind and find out what's up there? Find out. I'm not talking about, you know, going to church, and I'm not talking about, you know, singing the songs and this, that, and the other. But how often do you sit down and actually get to know the person that is sitting in the mirror? Because I declare, if you don't get a chance to know that person, Slewfoot is trying to sow all type of seeds of doubt, disbelief, and all type of malarkey in your mind. It hurt me when that man said, man, I done gained all that weight back and some. But now watch this. He has a successful business. And that business has been thriving, I know, for over 20-something years. Over 20-something years. What is the difference that caused him to keep the business but then turn around and go back into gluttony and obesity? He didn't stay focused on the goal. Watch this. He still has his business. He's putting all of his effort into that business. Now, what Satan does, he comes with the lies and the trickery and the deception and says, well, you know, man, it's hard. And when it gets hard, man, I just start eating, man. I just start eating and eating and eating and eating. But the same mind that it takes to keep that business afloat for 20-something years is the same mind that it takes to keep that weight off of you in the same like manner. It's the same mind that it takes to keep the cancer out of your body. It's the same mind that, watch this, keeps your marriage intact. It is the same mind that can keep you in love with that person that you say is getting on my nerve, and I tell you, they make me sick, because by your words, you are justified. Lady Townsend, help me out.
Man, it's so true. Your word means everything. And, you know, you have to. You can form your word. Amen. Your destiny, you can form it with speaking it. And not only speaking it, you know what I'm saying? You're believing, trusting, knowing that it is so. And I just thank God, because that's when you start changing, when you know to do the right thing, when you know to speak what God's word says speak. And that's what's happened to us today, you know, about seeing that God's word is true. Because every time, we was talking earlier before you even came on about how you look in the mirror.
That's right.
And speak to yourself.
That's right. How long have I been doing that?
Oh, I know, since we've been married.
And how long we been married?
Going to be 40 years, March the 28th.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I was investing in the man in the mirror. You invest in everybody else's dreams and aspirations and goals, but how often do you sit down and tell yourself that if it can be done, I can do it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Men make records and men break records all the time when somebody else said it couldn't be done. Men are saying that, listen, there's no cure for cancer, and yet there's a man named Dr. Sabin that had a cure for it.
Yep.
See, the thing about it is, the enemy wants to get you out of the way when you begin to stand on faith. He wants to get you out of the way when you begin to proclaim the auspices and jurisdiction into which that Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, said that you could do. He said, the works that I do, you shall do also. But you know what? Satan makes us excuse-minded. But you know what I like, Lady Townsend? I like one thing. That centurion soldier said, Lord, merely speak the word.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's all about the words that come from your mouth and the words that formulate in your mind. And when you learn how to properly use those words, because I'm finna blow y'all bubble right now. The English alphabet is nothing but a bunch of spells and hexes.
Mm.
And they didn't want you to know that. Why do you think when you're a child, they, first and foremost, what does a witch do? Mm. They cast a what on you, Lady Townsend?
A spell.
A spell. Isn't it strange that when we first started school and we were in the kindergarten, they start putting formulating letters together, the vowels and the syllables. And as they began to put the vowels and the syllables together, the first thing that they told us in kindergarten is that we're going to teach you how to do what?
Spell.
They called it spell. And when you put those words and letters and consonants and vowels and consonants together, they call it spelling.
Mm.
Your words are casting spells on you, whether you know it or not.
Ah.
And sometimes you do it in the name of love. You do it in the name of just idle chattering. That's why Matthew chapter 12:35 says, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account of in the day thereof. This is the reason why I tell all of the people all the time, when you go to the doctor and they said, yes, you've been diagnosed with diabetes. Well, Lord, thank you. Thank you for their prognosis or diagnosis. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But if God didn't say you got diabetes, you don't have to have it.
Oh, bah, 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 ha.
The bad eating is what gave it to you.
Come on now.
You don't have to have cancer. I'm going to share something with you on a personal note. I didn't know this myself, but the Lord led me to change my diet. I went on this blending thing where I didn't eat any solid foods or anything like that.
Right.
I went on this blending thing where I was just blending fresh fruits and vegetables and things of that nature like that. And I stopped eating meat in 2020. For 2 years, I didn't eat any meat, no kind of meat at all.
Right.
No type of meat, no type of fish or anything like that. I was just blending. Because a lot of times people said, Pastor Townsend, you done dropped a lot of pounds. Yes, I know. A lot of people came to me and said, Pastor, you know what? You should get that bypass. That bypass will really help you. And I listened to what they said.
Mm-hmm.
But then I sat down in the mirror. And I looked at the man in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And I said, what say you? And the man in the mirror said, well, the bypass operation didn't get you heavy like that.
Come on.
Stuffing that pie hole got you heavy like that.
That pie hole.
Yeah. Constantly just plugging that pie hole. You understand? You became an emotional eater, just eating all the time, all through the day, eating junk foods and stuff like that. And the man in the mirror say, if you were to change your diet, you're going to see a change. See, you don't drop pounds because, you know, you're going to die. That's the benefits of you changing. I just saw the hacker get on, but that's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know I can see him. But God bless him. I want y'all to pray for the hacker. I just seen him, too. Just seen him. But anyway, I didn't take Ozempic. Mm-hmm. I didn't take any diet pills, anything like that. I didn't do any of those things. I quit stuffing the pie hole, and I started changing my diet. And do y'all know what? Polyps began to fall out of my body.
Woo, Jesus.
That probably would have been cancerous later
on.
Yeah,
could have turned.
Polyps began to come up out of me, and I'm wondering, what is this? See, when you change your diet, a lot of time it's the foods that we're eating that's causing the cancer. The foods we're eating is causing the rheumatoid arthritis. The foods that we're eating are causing a lot of those things. That's why when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he will lead you into all truth and righteousness.
Yes.
You see, that means more to me than anything. Having $1 million don't mean nothing. My health is everything to me.
That's it.
But I'm gonna share something with you all today, too. For those of you that just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, International Fellowship. And, Lady Tom, we're going to go to the book of Luke, the second chapter. Because a lot of times you think that you're inadequate. You think that because, you know, you didn't go to school, you think that because you didn't have college education, you think because, you know, you come from project-minded family members and stuff like that. But I'm here to tell you one important thing. Surrender is all God needs you to do. If you'll be willing to be that surrendering vessel, it doesn't matter if you have a college degree. It doesn't matter if, you know, you come from a family of educators or if you come from a family of derelicts. It doesn't matter. If you will surrender to the things, it doesn't matter. Luke, second chapter. And I'm going to tell y'all something, too. A lot of times we like to read this during the, as we call, the Christmas season. But I'm going to tell you, the word of God is good for all seasons. Say that with me. The word of God is good for all seasons. You know, you like to read the story about when Christ was resurrected, and we like to do that around the time that they call Easter. The word of God is quick. It's quick, and it cuts like a knife in any season that you're going through. So you don't have to wait for a particular season to share a particular scripture. I know every time around Christmas time, they want to talk about the birth of Christ and this, that, and other. But what I want to share with you today, if you will do what Jesus' mother did, I guarantee you, you're going to see the results that you're believing God for. Because a lot of times, the word is giving you the antidote that you need to perfect your life, but you just read over it so fast and you don't let it come out. Why do you think the word says meditate on the word, dissect it, read it, go back over it? Lady Townsend, I think I got it highlighted there where I want you to first start reading in the second chapter. We're in the second chapter of Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I meant to say maybe it's the first chapter.